What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast each and every morning is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. The customized URL is OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Subscriptions, if you go there and get one, you get free burgers for life plus 10% off your first order with a 100% money back guarantee. OmahaSteaks.com/juice. All right. A winning night. 2-1. Not a huge night, but a winning night, 2-1. I thought after we lost the opener that it was going to be a really bad day. And I was like, man, alive. Took the dog, Central Florida, got blitzed by BYU. If they shoot like that, they could win the whole thing in Kansas City. I mean, straight up with what Kansas is looking like and, you know, how they're not there. Actually, I didn't even see the Kansas score. Let me look at the KU score tonight. I think, did they win? I think they lost, right? But it's a wide open tournament for what's going on. And this was a, let me see. Yeah, Cincinnati beat them by 20. Wow, they killed them. They killed Kansas. So Kansas is gone. UCF is gone. Texas is gone. BYU can win the whole thing. Straight up, they can win the whole thing. More on them here in just 1 second, but they shot really well. We get Georgia. If Georgia had lost and not covered, I was going to stop betting college basketball today. I was going to bet it all. My whole Thursday was riding on Georgia coming back and covering against an 0-16 Missouri team. Didn't win a game in the SEC. If I can't get that bet right, I can't get any bet right. So we got Georgia. Georgia wins and they cover. Barely. Won by 4. We laid 3. So we got that right. I mean, they won by 5, but we got that right. Then we got the under easily for Golden State and Dallas. I mean, look, the NBA, I may add to the card officially with the NBA. I want to see a little more as to who is playing and who is not. These NBA unders have been just so incredibly profitable. There's Phoenix is at Boston tonight. Philadelphia's at Milwaukee tonight. Dallas is at OKC tonight. These are all games where we might be taking a look at the total, you know, Boston team total over in the first half. That might be in play here for us. We might take a look at Dallas on the road to the under with OKC, but yeah, I'll let you know if I do anything officially in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. But I've got 3 plays for you officially today, and I've got 2 personal plays. You guys tend to like the personal plays because the personal plays have been hitting. I'll tell you why I'm not making them official, but I got 3 plays that are official and 2 plays that are not. You bet them all, you know, best of luck to you. But, you know, given how cold I've been over the last couple of weeks, I'd be careful. That's why I'm not making all 5 of these official because I haven't been good. So I'll just take a flyer on a couple of plays that I like. But let's start with Mississippi and Texas A&M. So A&M is hot. And A&M's won 3 games in a row. They beat Georgia. They beat Mississippi State. And they beat this Ole Miss team by, get this, 26 points in their last game. They're turning around and they're playing Ole Miss. The number is 5. Now, KenPom has this as a 4-point win, 74-70. But A&M is a team that, even though offensively they're not good, they make their bones on defense and they're really good defensively and they're starting to lock down defensively. And Buzz Williams just really knows how to coach in this time of the year. A&M is 9-7 on the road away from home this year, ATS. Ole Miss is 6-7 ATS, but you take a look at them straight up on the money line, 6-7 versus 8-8. A&M, look, I think this is going to be really interesting to see. A&M's a team with tournament experience that's got a coach that's really good. I look for coaching here in these tournaments. I think Ole Miss just hasn't been great away from home. They went 7-11 in the SEC this year. And on the road, away from home, point spread-wise, they just haven't been a team that you really can trust. They went 7-11 ATS-wise in conference. So at A&M, by the way, they went 7-11, but they've covered their last 3 games, including blowing out of Ole Miss. This game would be closer than the last one. Okay. This is in Nashville, neutral site, but I think A&M is playing better. I think A&M has the better coach. A&M, look, they won by 26. It's tough to turn around and beat a team again. I don't think they're going to kill them like last time, but I'll lay the 5 with Texas A&M. Laying points in these tournaments I'm not laying more than 6 points. Five, if it goes higher than five, I mean, 5.5 maybe, but that's the ceiling here. I'm not laying six here with A&M in a tournament setting against Ole Miss. I'll lay five, opened at 4.5, was bet to five. Five is, you know, don't go higher than 5.5. Texas A&M minus five for 1.1 units. Second bet, let's go to Vegas, where I am. Let's talk about UNLV at home, because it is at home. UNLV against San Diego State. Again, this is a game in which these teams just played, okay? It was a game, last home game for Vegas against San Diego State. They were 3-point dogs. They won by four. This time around, they're 5-point dogs. Here's the thing. Look, this tournament, I know it's a different floor, but having it be at home for UNLV where they were 9-4 ATS is monster. San Diego State was 4-12 ATS on the road, and this game's at 2:30. Now, it's spring break, okay? I teach at UNLV. It's spring break. How many kids will be there? I think quite a few. It's a commuter school. A lot of kids locally. A lot of people locally. This is a lunchtime special. 2:30 to go watch UNLV, who have been tremendous. 7-3 ATS over their last 10. 4-1 ATS over their last 5. 0-3 San Diego State. And 1-4 ATS over their last 5 for San Diego State, including the loss to UNLV, the loss at home to Boise on senior day, laying 7. They lost by 2. They did not cover against San Jose State. They were laying 21.5. They only won by 8. They blew out Fresno, but they lost on the road to Utah State as 3-point dogs. They lost by 5. UNLV has lost to Nevada. That's it. Since the 27th of January, the only team to have beaten UNLV is Nevada. They beat them here in Vegas by 3. They beat them by 10 in Reno. Every other game for UNLV, they've won it. They've beaten San Diego State. They beat Wyoming. They beat Colorado State. They beat New Mexico. They beat Wyoming. They've beaten everybody. I mean, they lost by 1 to Utah State in the one game they played them this year. Hard-fought game at home. They lost it at home, but that was a hard-fought game. That was really the difference between UNLV winning the Mountain West Conference and losing the Mountain West Conference. Utah State won the conference regular season championship by one game. UNLV is live to win this tournament, okay? I mean, I know this might be a totally different game. It's a tournament game, and you know, Brian Dutcher's got a ton of experience. This team went deep all the way to the championship game last year. They brought a lot of guys back from last year, but UNLV's hot. I really like their point guard play. I really like what we've seen at UNLV down the stretch. And I just think it's a home game. It's a home atmosphere. It's a 4-point win for San Diego State, according to KenPom. We're catching 5 here on this. But if you haven't seen the Boone Twins, they're really fun to watch. And D'Den Thomas has been just the 6'1" freshman, locally 5-star kid from UNLV. He's been unbelievable. Down the stretch, he's been tremendous. Point guard play, coaching, obviously with the Krugers, with Lon and his son, coaching at UNLV. This is what I look for. We know Thomas is a killer. He killed San Diego State in the last game that they played at home. I'll take the 5. UNLV plus 5 for 1.1 units. And the last official play is we're going to talk a little bit about the Houston Cougars, who get going here. Total is 137.5. This might be one of the more boring bets. It's just sort of like a, of course, neutral site, number one team in the country, the best defensive team in the nation, KenPom, number one team. The metrics are all over what we've seen here for Houston. And it's a team in TCU that, look, they're going to have their hands full. This could very, very well be an absolute blowout. This is a afternoon game, 3 o'clock game in Kansas City. Now TCU is 10-6 away from home this year, ATS. 4-10 Houston, ATS. It's why I'm afraid of laying 10 points in this game. However, from a total perspective, look, 7-7. TCU has been an over team, 11-5 to the over on the road, 4-1, 4 straight games to go over, but this is Houston, okay? This is Houston in their first game of the tournament, they're going to lock down. Okay. Against Kansas at home, it was 139.5. It went under by 17.5 points. On the road against UCF, it was 132.5. It went under by 6.5 points. They had a little stretch in there where their games were going over, but against TCU, I don't think TCU is going to score all that much. Okay. The first time they played, it was 137, 68, 67. It was a win for TCU on the road. Game went under by 2 points, just barely, but it did stay under. I just think, given the fact that this is the first tournament game, I expect an all out crazy effort here. It's a 130 total for, let me do the math really fast on that. I can't do the math on the fly on these things. Just make sure I'm giving you the right. Yeah, it's 140 total for Kempom has it going over. I think it goes under. I just think it's lockdown defense. I don't think I lean towards TCU or sorry, Houston laying the 10. I don't think TCU scores all that much. I think it's going to be an absolute. It feels like a rout. I think the under's the play here on this, just given where they've been, 18 and 13 to the under this year for Houston. Kempom numbers, I mean, obviously on stats wise, Kempom is stupid. Number one adjusted efficiency on defense, number two effective field goal percentage on defense, number 12 in 3-point percentage defense, number nine in 2-point percentage defense. They have the number one steal percentage in college basketball, number two block percentage in college basketball. They get a ton of their points in the paint. They do hit threes from time to time, but defensively, they just don't let you score. They just they suffocate you. And here is Kelvin Sampson's first game in the Big 12 conference tournament, first game ever in the conference tournament. I don't care about the injuries to the bench. Doesn't matter in game number one, under 137, Houston and TCU. Now, two bets for you that are unofficial that I have made. BYU shot so well yesterday, I think you have to lay the 2 points with BYU. Now it's a 2-point win, according to Kempom, up against Texas Tech. But BYU, we talked about it yesterday, they get 41% of their points from behind the 3-point line, and they absolutely blitzed yesterday. They shot so well from behind the arc. Now, two games in 2 days. Is that scary? Sure, that's scary. But they scored 87 points on a really good defensive team for UCF, and they shot 46% from behind the arc. They went 14 of 30. If they recreate that, they can shoot themselves to winning this whole darn thing. Okay. It's a small number. I think it's worth laying the 2 points here. It may be tight. It may be difficult, but Texas Tech at home was a much different team than Texas Tech on the road. 7-7 on the road ATS. Sorry, 6-7-1 ATS. They were 8-9 ATS, but coming down the stretch at home, I mean, they beat Baylor at home. They beat Kansas at home. They've had some really impressive performances, but on the road, you know, they've been sort of up and down. They haven't been all that great. They beat BYU at home by 7, laying 2 points in that one. A little bit of a revenge factor here, potentially, for BYU. They've covered 5 straight games, BYU has. They've covered 6 of 7. They've won 4 of 5. They've won 5 of 7. Give me BYU, unofficially, but BYU, -2. And then the Creighton Blue Jays play up against Providence. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Here's the problem. The Jays have gone, I believe the number is 12 of the last 14 games in tournament play. It's been decided by 4 points or less. They play tight games in tournaments. Providence is not an easy matchup for the Creighton Blue Jays. The number is 7.5. They lost to Providence in overtime on the road, 91-87. They beat Providence at home, 69-60. We know what Providence is going to do. This is a 7-point win, according to Kempom. But defensively, Providence is 17th in adjusted efficiency. They're 41st in effective field goal percentage defensively, 202nd in 3-point defense, and 20th in 2-point defense. They protect the rim. What do we know about the Creighton Blue Jays? Well, the Jays, 39.9% of their offense comes from behind the arc. That's 10th in college basketball. They're BYU all over again. Have to hit the three. But the Jays have done well in New York. They've done well in the quarterfinals in New York. They've made it to the tournament final four times since joining the Big East. They've lost every time. But this number being 7.5, it feels heavy, okay? I'm going to lay it because I don't think Providence will have the legs late. I think it might be close. It might take Providence in the first half if you want. But I think the Jays defensively, they will shut down Providence and they will prevent Providence. I like the under in this game too, for that matter, because I don't think they're going to see, a ton of points in this game. But I do think at the end of the day, the Jays will be too good offensively and have just a little bit too much for Providence. Creighton was 9-6 away from home ATS this year, but Providence was 10-4. They beat Georgetown by 18, but two of the last three games has been against Georgetown then and UConn sandwiched in between. They won by 13, won by 18, and lost by 14. But before that, they lost to Villanova by 11. They lost to Marquette by 22. They weren't playing all that well. They've lost three of their last five games, but they played Marquette, Villanova, Connecticut. Other than Creighton, those are the three best teams in the Big East. So, I mean, it's at the dunk. I would say this is Providence all day. Take the points in New York. Nah, the Jays outlast them. I'll lay the 7.5. I did. Jays need to shoot really well, and they have played really well. They're 7-3 over their last 10 games. ATS. They've covered their last three, including on the road at Villanova, at home against Marquette, and at home against Seton Hall. There will be a lot of Jays fans in New York for this game. Creighton fans, it's a night game in New York, which I like a lot because the Jays can get in their normal, sight lines, normal shots, normal routine to get up. Not playing during the day, and it's on national TV. It's a chance to show out. I think Providence will be overmatched here against a Creighton Blue Jay team that's going to put their hard hat on and go to work. I expect Cockburn to be really good. It's all about Baylor Shireman, okay, in this game. Baylor Shireman plays like he did against Marquette and Villanova. The Jays will win this game by 10 points. Okay, but they got to shoot the three. They need Baylor to be effective, and he has been recently. If he keeps on playing like this, this is where the Jays can make a run to the Big East tournament final and, frankly, to the Final Four if Baylor Shireman plays the way he's capable of. This is his last tournament. It is go time for him. Okay, so three bets officially. TCU Houston under 137.5. UNLV +5. Texas A&M -5. Officially, unofficially, BYU -2, Creighton Blue Jays -7.5. Jump shooting teams in tournaments scare me. That's why I'm not making those plays official. Okay. If BYU and Creighton both go cold from the outside, they're not winning. They are 3-point dominant. But this is the first game for the Jays, second game for BYU. I don't think legs are too much of an issue for either team at the moment. They shoot the ball well, they'll both win, they'll both cover, but those are not official plays. TCU Houston under 137, UNLV +5, Texas A&M -5, and I very well may add an NBA play on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. We'll look at some line movement, look at who's in, who's out in the NBA, and I may add an NBA total under or over coming up here later today. Check it out on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.